I'm Dr. Joe Sivak. On my blog, I often get many questions regarding dementia and Alzheimer's disease, and one of the common ones that I frequently get is, what's the difference between dementia, delirium, and delusion? The three D's, the words all sound alike, but they're actually very different things. And another question I get somewhat related to that is, what's the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's disease? And often people ask, is this dementia or is this Alzheimer's? So with that, I want to explain a few things. First of all, dementia is a progressive form of a neurodegenerative disease that causes changes in cognition, or one's ability to think, to reason, to remember, recall, to perform what we call executive functioning, such as judgment and mathematical calculations, basically the ability to think. And dementia can be caused, it's a syndrome, it can be caused by many different things. One of the most common causes of dementia, a specific kind of dementia, is Alzheimer's disease. So dementia would be more like if we said someone has pain. We want to know the cause of the pain. Is the pain from a pulled disc, pulled muscle in one's back, or a herniated disc in one's back going down their legs? Is it from inflammation and muscle spasm in their back? We want to know the cause. So the syndrome or the problem is pain. So same with dementia. We know what dementia does, but we want to know the cause. So Alzheimer's is the most common cause of dementia. Other forms of dementia and types we have, for example, Lewy body dementia or multi-infarct or vascular dementia as common types. And then there's some other more rare types, not so common, causing dementia, but such things as vitamin B12 deficiency or thyroid problems. These are actually very uncommon. They cause a lot of problems, but to actually get to the point of causing dementia, it doesn't happen all that often, even though these are very treatable causes, for example. Delirium is also known as an acute confusional state or an encephalopathy. So when you hear the term acute, you think something came on fairly quickly. Dementia is more ongoing, can be more chronic and long-term. It doesn't come on particularly suddenly. It's more of a progressive disease. But delirium comes on very, very quickly. And like dementia, delirium is more of a general term for a syndrome, the acute confusional state. Many different causes of delirium, often metabolic causes or toxic causes. Toxic being if one, for example, is very intoxicated on certain drugs, for example, pain medication or opiates, or they've been using other, for example, methamphetamine and common drugs like that, and they have a delirium. Their level of consciousness, their awareness may be altered. They can't attend and pay attention. Delirium causes a lot of physical changes to what we call autonomic changes. A person's blood pressure and body temperature may be unstable. And mostly that level of consciousness fluctuates from being in and out, sort of asleep, half asleep, partially awake or alert, or very agitated. And it can change very quickly. Now, the person literally cannot attend to where they are. They're in and out of consciousness. The person with dementia typically can attend. Their level of consciousness is clear. It's not fluctuating. So they're wide awake. They may not remember anything, they may not remember who you are, but they can attend. They know you're there. And common way in medicine that we test this is by asking digit span. So an individual, for example, in the intermediate or later stages of Alzheimer's may not be able to remember you or remember three objects or three things after a few minutes, or what day it is or what month it is. But if you give them a string of numbers, four or five numbers to repeat, actually 4, 7, 3, 1, 5, for example, and ask that individual with dementia to repeat it, they actually will be able to do that. And that's rather remarkable. Somebody with delirium, when they're so ill and acutely sick, they will not be able to do that. Whereas the person with dementia to the very last stages may be able to do that. And we call that the ability to tend or have an attention span. So other causes of delirium, I mentioned toxic intoxication, drug withdrawal is another cause. Liver problems, kidney problems, the liver, for example, not having the ability to clear wastes, nitrogenous waste, which we all filter through our kidneys from food and our bloodstream and the things we take in. Kidneys aren't working or the liver isn't working. These chemicals, these toxins build up in our system, and that can actually cause a delirium, these mental status changes. So very important there to differentiate it. Delirium is a medical emergency. About 25% of people can die from delirium, whereas dementia is not really considered necessarily a medical emergency. Again, that's more ongoing, typically long-term and progressive. Delusions, and I want to say one other thing about delirium, by the way. Delirium, person can have visual hallucinations. They can be seeing things or tactile hallucinations, feeling something's crawling on their skin, seeing bugs on the wall, these sorts of things. So visually seeing things, smelling things sometimes. Dementia, you typically don't see that as commonly, although a person can see things and hear things sometimes. That's actually rather unusual for dementia. Now, delusion is different than dementia or depression. A delusion is a fixed belief or a form of belief, an idea or a thought that really isn't grounded in reality, and it's typically rather bizarre. It really has to be out of the frame of what the norm and the standard is for what we consider reality. For example, I think someone is following me. That may be delusional, but it could be grounded in reality. In fact, somebody that has that delusion might be true. It might not be delusional. Someone may be actually following them. Now, when we say, and we take that a step further on different degrees, I think someone is following me and videotaping me. Now, that, again, is getting a little more odd, a little more bizarre, could be delusional, but yet it's possible, especially in this day and age with all the technology. Now, when that person says, I think someone's following me, I think it's aliens from Mars, and I think they're videotaping me. Now, within the norm of reality, that would be considered a delusion. It would be considered bizarre, because we just don't accept that there's Martians following and videotaping us. I mean, some people do, but you know, we can't get into those strange cultural variants. So that's what a delusion is. It's a fixed false belief. Somebody with dementia can become delusional. They can become paranoid. Example, a couple that's been married for like 50 years and the wife has moderate or severe dementia, or the husband does, and all of a sudden they don't know that person, or they think that person's an imposter or out to steal their money. You can see these kind of things with dementia, for example, Alzheimer's, as it progresses. And this can be a common symptom, usually in the later stages of dementia. Can you see these delusional beliefs? Typically with the delirium, the person is so sick and medically ill, you don't see a whole heck of a lot of delusional thinking. You'll see more hallucinations, seeing things, and agitation, somnolence, sleepy, again, in and out of consciousness, vital signs fluctuating, this sort of thing. And again, that inability to attend to their surroundings. Again, remember, the dementia patient can attend to you. They may not know you, but they can give you their attention. As impaired as their concentration may be, they can still attend. They may not remember anything at all. Memory's very, very down with someone with dementia in the later stages, but until the very last stages, they're still, their level of consciousness, their ability to be awake and alert is there. So those are some of the differences between delirium, delusion, and depression, or I'm sorry, between delirium, delusion, and dementia. They're very different things. Of course, I mentioned depression. That's a very different thing, too. That's a mood disorder, mood disturbance. That actually can cause forgetfulness. And we used to call that pseudo-dementia when we associated that with depression. That's very reversible. You treat a person's depression, And that inability, that cognitive slowing, that inability to remember actually significantly improves, gets back to normal. Another complicating thing is someone with dementia, for example, Alzheimer's disease, can have delusions as part of their problem. They can also get very medically ill and can develop a delirium. For example, another cause of delirium can be infections. A urinary tract infection, for example, causes toxins in the system, and a person can get delirious from that. And you can have that on top of dementia. And in addition, a person with dementia can also have depression. Unfortunately, one of the ways we diagnose depression is by talking to the person, getting a history of how they're doing, how they're feeling. The person with Alzheimer's, for example, may not be able to articulate all that, but yet can still be suffering from that mood disturbance, that depression, in addition to the dementia. So that's why you may see patients, individuals with dementia and Alzheimer's disease, and depression has been diagnosed, and actually may be on an antidepressant sometimes with dementia. And that is something sometimes that can help a person's mental state if you're actually treating the depression. But you have to be very careful, obviously, with antidepressants, because someone with dementia is very sensitive to medications, or can be. So you have to use those very carefully when you're treating someone with dementia and depression. So that's enough for now. Hopefully that's helpful. If you do have any questions, feel free to comment on my blog or email me, where you'll see this podcast embedded. Thank you.